I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
Officina Brera, which is the new restaurant from Angela Oriana, who was the chef at Valentino and has done such a great job at Factory Kitchen, which is just around the corner.
But this is sort of a more dining kind of place rather than an eating kind of place.
Yeah, this is apparently a location that has been lusted after by many chefs for many years. Apparently it was where they used to manufacture gas meters.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a great room. It has a lot of warmth to it.
It does, despite the fact that the ceilings are just soaringly high and a lot of the walls are sort of industrial, but there's a lot of glass. It's a wonderful place.
So Brera is a district in Milano.
Right, where the museum is.
And so he's channeling northern food.
Right. The antipasti are mostly things we haven't seen so much around here. There's bread-crusted meatballs. There's a really nice salad of house-cured lardo.
A salad?
Is it a salad? Maybe it's just lardo. It's lardo, and then there's some greens underneath. So I guess it could technically be like a lardo salad, but it's really a lardo and then salad.
It's like a lardo carpaccio.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. But I think the most interesting thing on the menu is the rice dishes and what he does with those, because those are of sort of a different standard. I know that you told me that you thought everybody should be forced to eat his risotto before they put one on the menu of their own.
The risotto that I had there was just perfection, the perfect texture. And I know a lot of chefs these days are going the more al dente texture.
Mm-hmm.
I have no frame of reference for that.
You had the Milanese.
It works really well.
It's not that his risotto isn't al dente. I mean, there's definitely a bite to it. It's that almost perfect center point, right? Because you use too much saffron and it tastes soapy. You use too little saffron. There's almost no flavor there. But he uses enough so you're punched with it.
So which one of the pastas did you enjoy?
My favorite pasta there is something I wasn't expecting to like at all. Pizzare di Fasso, which was tiny little gnocchi that were almost stewed with borlotti beans. There was a little bit of pancetta for flavor, though you couldn't see it. And Parmigiano Reggiano. I don't know. It's like one of the best versions of pasta fagioli I've ever had, right? I know it's supposed to be a lowbrow dish, but this is like the highbrow version of it.
Does any other dish interest you?
I really like a grilled trout stuffed with spinach and with tiny little mushrooms. For dessert, I was super happy with the semifreddo flavored with honey with a couple of amarena cherries on it. Very nice.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Glad to be here, Evan.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Officine Brera in LA's Arts District. Text the words good food to 69866, and you'll get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.